This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Plus, there's the Discord on air call-in line over at discord.lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
So we were talking about the Venezuelan Petro scam. Coin, which isn't even a coin because it doesn't even exist yet, and their much ballyhooed Petro ICO initial coin offering fundraising round has completely failed because they launched a website that was basically completely broken. And so you can't, even if you wanted to, actually feed real valuable cryptocurrency in the form of what's called NEM, which is one of the world's top 10 cryptos. If you wanted to actually feed your valuable cryptocurrency into one of the world's most evil, most oppressive governments, if that's something you wanted to do, you couldn't even possibly do it because their website is so broken beyond belief. It's so broken that they haven't even been able to fix it in a week. Because not a single person has successfully, and I doubt that, you know, everybody in the world is boycotting this. I'm pretty sure there are just, you know, crypto collectors out there that are willing to get their hands bloody in order to get their hands on some of this, these Petro tokens. But they can't even do it because the website is completely broken. And that led me to that last question that I asked right at the end of the last segment of the show, which was, can you imagine launching a website that was this effed up and then just not fixing it right away? I mean, I could understand that if it were brought to your attention, sometimes when you launch a thing, there's a bug, right? Like there's something you forgot about, one of your listeners finds out about it, they report it to you. Oh, crap. We tried to launch this cryptocurrency token, and we screwed up the website. Let's get our guys right on that and get that repaired.
You'd think that Maduro is running up and down the halls of whatever passes for their main government building and screaming and kicking things and all kinds of stuff. I mean, this is hundreds of millions of dollars lost by his estimation, right? Like they gave.
He claims they've earned $735 million in their presale.
But that number, the author claimed that number was an anchor, right, to make people think. But it works both ways. It makes him think that he has earned $735 million. And he just needs to collect it.
Or no, maybe
the number
came
knows.
Out of whole cloth. There's nowhere that came from. We don't even.
I understand he made it up.
Okay.
But now that he's made it up, he believes it's his. This man talks to animals.
True. He does talk to birds.
Okay, so
he talks to dead people through birds.
But that's how human minds work anyway. Once you
not
say,
most people, "Oh, you're most people assuming don't talk that Maduro's mind works."
Yeah.
If you go out and you walk around and you keep saying, "My car's worth $100,000." Then when you go to sell your car, you're going to want to get $100,000 for it because you've told yourself, you've told a bunch of people, but in the process of telling a bunch of people, you've told yourself over and over again it's worth $100,000.
So let's go to Mike. He's in Bellevue, Illinois, listening online through our webcam at cam.freetalklive.com. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, good. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, first thing I was talking about Bitcoin. I don't really know a whole lot about it, but I have quite a bit. Back in 2011, a friend of mine traded me 12,000 Bitcoin for some Pokemon cards and some Magic the Gathering cards.
Oh.
Still got it on a hard drive.
Damn!
Yeah. How much does that work nowadays?
I've
not been following it.
Wow, you have 12,000, and you confirm you still have control over the private key, and you know you've like checked to make sure you still have that 12,000 Bitcoin.
I have not. I
you ought to do that.
About it. Yeah.
I'd recommend that you do that, because you have, according to my calculations, over 120.
Sorry, man.
But a Bitcoin right now is $10,366.52, according to BitcoinAverage.com.
If you got a wallet with 12,000 Bitcoins on it, you should
the least
go
of
right
your problems
now.
Is that you just said the S-bomb on Free Talk Live.
You could buy most of the radio stations that are airing Free Talk Live right now. with $120 million. That is something you should drop everything and make sure that that wallet is there, and then back it up three times and put those three backups in three different locations where you know, it's not going to catch fire in one place. Do whatever you can to protect that that investment. Get a hardware wallet. You know, get it off the hard drive and get a like a Trezor or a Ledger. There are these things out there called hardware wallets, which I think everybody would agree are probably one of the safest ways to store cryptocurrency.
Make sure that the hardware wallet you buy from the manufacturer. You do not want to buy a hardware wallet off of eBay.
Don't get a Ledger.
I repeat.
I just used my Ledger today. The thing made it impossible to send some Ether.
Really?
You know, I mean, it was all messed up on the inside.
Oh, no.
We tried to you know, make it work with gas. It was, you know, just the interface was messed up. Don't use that.
You do not want to buy from eBay, not because, you know, it's necessarily flawed buying from eBay, but there have been reports of people buying hardware wallets from eBay where the person that was selling it kept a copy of whatever the master seed.
It shouldn't work like that. So, for instance, with, like, the Trezor...
I realize it shouldn't work like that.
Hold on, let me explain. So, with the Trezor, at least, now maybe with some of the other ones, I don't have any experience with those, so I can't speak to them. There are different competitors out there. But with the Trezor, when you load it, when you open it, you generate a new wallet on there right then. So there would be no way to copy it. And you can put fresh firmware onto the device right then. So, and there's also like tamper-proof kind of looking things on the package. So you basically have to destroy the package in order to get into this thing. So it'd be pretty obvious if somebody had gone into the device. But even if they had, you can still overwrite the firmware and generate a fresh code.
Whoever or... There were apparently, you know, more than one person that had this thing to where they didn't do a front. Oh, there's a wallet. Here's the code.
I see.
So the person that was selling generated a wallet and then...
And left it on there, yeah.
Left it on the device.
Buyer beware.
They kept all of the stuff and then just went back. There's stuff in these wallets now.
Yeah.
And I've got the code. It's
mine. You just
mine.
Took someone's life savings, basically, the scam artist did.
Well, life savings you shouldn't put into crypto, which you can't afford to lose.
Your life savings, of crypto, because that's what you would put on something like a hardware wallet.
Yep. Right. So the 12,000 Pokemon Bitcoin, that would be life savings.
That is a life-saving amount of money, too. My goodness, $120 million worth. And if it goes up by 10x like it did last year, this year, then you, sir, are in the billionaires club at that point. So you are just a 10x improvement away from being a Bitcoin billionaire. That last caller, that is. That's
right.
Amazing. Kudos to him. I sure hope he still has his password.
Yes.
Oh, wow. 855-450, free like freedom. So is there more to say about the Venezuelan Petro, or have we danced on its grave for the moment?
Oh, we've covered that. That's why I wanted to make sure that I got those last couple of sentences out prior to the end of the last hour.
Mark, you had mentioned that there are already other governments in the world that are promoting the idea of, hey, we ought to try this. We can make a website that works, we think. Let's put our own cryptocurrency up for sale. And apparently the Marshall Islands, I don't know where that's located. Pacific somewhere?
I would presume, yeah. Let me take a look.
The Marshall Islands is planning to issue their own crypto token. This according to a report at Coindesk.com, where the Republic of the Marshall Islands intends to issue the Sovereign, which is a pretty good name for a cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
That's definitely something that a lot of liberty people are probably going to perk up when they hear that term. Of course, it's ironically being issued by a government. But nonetheless, they say to supplement, and the three letters that they're using are SOV for the crypto. So like the market letters, what do you call those?
Yep.
What do you call it?
Ticker
symbol?
Yeah.
And the Marshall Islands are in a compact of free association with the United States of America.
and they say that it will be supplementing the U.S. dollar as the country's legal tender, which means that if they are successful at actually launching their own cryptocurrency, then it will be accepted as legal tender on the Marshall Islands. We'll tell you more about that coming up here in moments. What are their plans? How does it differ from the Petro, and will they F up the launch like Venezuela did? This is Free Talk Live. Here's a hint. You test the website before you put it up live.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Core and your Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight is Ian
and Mark
and Daryl.
We have all kinds of features on our website. You can go there. You can get interactive. It's totally free at freetalklive.com. And if you've got a home or a small office, you don't have a security system set up yet, well, you should probably get yourself the Blink Home security system. It is super easy to do. They couldn't make it any easier than this. You get the product at blinkprotect.com/FTL delivered to your door. You open the package, put the batteries in that are included into the wireless cameras, and then set them up wherever it is you want them. You can mount them if you want, but you can just set it on top of a bookshelf or something like that if you want to, too. However you want to do it, and then you get it set up technically with your Wi-Fi-enabled device, like a smartphone or a tablet. And really, we're talking about a process that just takes a few moments. It's very, very easy to do, and it's super affordable. You'll be surprised. In fact, you can get 3 Blink cams for what some of the other guys will charge you for 1 wired camera over at blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. We've been talking about cryptocurrency state-issued cryptocurrencies, which apparently in 2018 is going to become a thing.
Yeah.
Now that Venezuela, and I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing per se. It in theory doesn't have to be a bad thing. Like, if the government isn't actually doing it to scam people like the Venezuelan government is, if the Marshall Islands here, which is proposing the next state-issued cryptocurrency, actually does issue a legitimate, open-source, decentralized cryptocurrency, well, then that's competing in the marketplace of cryptocurrencies, as I think you pointed out earlier.
Right, but then it's not a state-run thing.
State
if it's
issued.
Open source, right,
it's
and state-issued and state-run are two completely different things, but I don't think any time
you've
got...
Well, the state could be running it, because they could have the programmers that they hired to run
open
it.
Open source just means you can look at the program.
That's correct. You could copy it.
Yeah, so you can show your program out and still not let people contribute to the program. So, yeah, it could still be state-run at that point.
It could still be decentralized, even though it's the state that's sort of running the website that has the QR or the QT wallets.
Right, but my understanding of crypto, the way cryptocurrencies work, is if a certain majority of miners wind up implementing a certain piece of code, then that winds up becoming the code.
That's right.
And so then it's possible that the cryptocurrency created by the Marshall Islands or any other government, if it is open source and actually decentralized,
it could be taken over.
Be taken over, and yep. They're not going to risk that, so they're not going to implement something that is open source. They're not going to implement something that people can actually wind up using in a decentralized manner.
Well, we don't know yet. We haven't seen it happen, but
yeah,
that's a prediction.
We would, it would make a lot more sense if they would use one of these ERC-20 coins that are available on the Ethereum network.
These are the tokens.
The tokens.
That aren't really cryptocurrencies. They're just sort of already existing tokens, because cryptocurrencies usually are mined. Not all of them, but...
Well, a blockchain. A blockchain would have to be maintained by miners.
Right.
And
if they had their own crypto, is what you're saying.
Right.
Right.
So
if they use the tokens that you're talking about, then they're already operating on an existing blockchain known as Ethereum, and the blockchain is the guts of most cryptocurrencies. It's the public ledger that has all the transactions.
Right. And a country doesn't really bring anything new to the table, or at least not...
They have legal tender. So they can say this is acceptable as legal tender, which would mean you could pay taxes with it in the Marshall Islands.
That's about all they bring to the table, unless they back it with something. So there's, for instance, there's these...
Backed by the full faith and credit of the United States military.
Yeah, that's nonsense.
Petro claims it's backed by a full barrel of oil, but you can't actually get the barrel of oil. You might, in theory, be able to get a bunch of Bolivar, which...
That's why the Petro created all the interest, is because you had... It was essentially a certificate for... a barrel of oil. And
in theory, it doesn't actually exist at this point.
Right, understood.
Yeah.
The Petro's crap, but it was a good idea crap coin, okay? So if the Marshall Islands...
Wasn't.
Yeah, it is.
No, it wasn't a good idea at any point.
Okay. A value-backed token, like an ERC coin.
Uh-huh.
So if, for instance, I'm the Marshall Islands, I don't know what the Marshall Islands have as some kind of commodity. So
I don't
know
either. We'll get into the story.
Pork chops. If I want to say every one of my coins is backed by a pork chop, and then I can have as many pork chops as I want, and you know, cycling in and out, and I can control the amount of currency that's in play. And if people trust me...
Yeah, that's the problem. It still requires you to trust an issuer. It requires you to trust the backer.
There's a lot of continuity to people trusting governments to issue coins.
Well, they're idiots, because governments have not ever proven themselves trustworthy when it comes to money. Ever.
The Marshall Islands has coconuts, tomatoes, melons, taro, breadfruit, fruits, pigs, and chickens.
I'm not sure why I didn't say coconuts, because coconuts would have been awesome.
The Republic of the Marshall Islands...
There is banana coin.
According to the story here, is going to be issuing what they call the sovereign. At least that's the plan. As we've seen, the Petrov has been a complete failure so far and hasn't even, you know, gotten out of the gate. Quote, the purpose of this act is to declare, and this is from Coindesk.com, to declare and issue a digital decentralized currency based on blockchain technology as a legal tender of the Republic of Marshall Islands, reads the bill posted in the sovereign's official Telegram channel. The bill goes on to say that the currency will be issued by the nation's Ministry of Finance and introduced via an initial coin offering, or ICO. Hilda C. Heine, the country's president, President Heine, was quoted...
President C. Heine.
Yeah. Was quoted in Finance Magnates as saying, quote, this is a historic moment for our people. Finally issuing and using our own currency alongside the U.S. dollar, it is another step of manifesting our national liberty, unquote. NEMA, which is an Israeli startup that facilitates international money transfers via an app, will develop the underlying technology of the new cryptocurrency using a public protocol called Yokwe. Y-O-K-W-E, or maybe Yokwe. The protocol, which I've never heard of, is designed to mitigate know-your-customer and financial crime concerns by linking accounts to real government-verified identities, according to an article CTech, an Israeli technology news site. So here you have a government-proposed cryptocurrency that they say is going to be decentralized, but is also going to somehow link accounts to government-verified identities. Does that mean you'll have to go through a KYC or a know-your-customer process as in order to get the wallet?
This doesn't sound decentralized or open source. This sounds very much state-controlled.
Well, we don't know if it's open source yet. They haven't made that claim, but they have claimed that it would be decentralized. But, of course,
it's state-controlled.
It's the state-issued currency.
Bitcoin's getting BTC is getting very close to this already. Basically,
what do you mean?
If you want to buy Bitcoin, you're going to have to go through an exchange. You're going to have to go through an ATM, both of which basically are going to have KYC, know your customer laws.
But that's not the only way you can get Bitcoin. You can get Bitcoin by buying from an individual. You can get Bitcoin by buying through local Bitcoins, which is generally buying from an individual. You can go to the crypto vending machines, which are not ATMs, and that's like buying from an individual. So there are still plenty of ways to get Bitcoin. So my question is, how are they going to restrict this currency? They want it to be decentralized on one hand, but how are they going to restrict it only to national ID card holders? How are they going to... I don't understand that. Are they going to lock down the wallet software to only people that have jumped through certain hoops?
Maybe they mean distributed and not decentralized.
I wonder. We'll find out more about it coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at scienceofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. Dial toll free and bring up whatever you want here. The number is 855-453 Life Freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. And also our Discord on-air call-in line available to you at discord.lrn.fm. It's Ian, Mark, and Daryl in the studio here with you tonight. And I do want to let you know about Zencash. It is a cryptocurrency that was started in 2017, so it's one of the new kids on the block. But they've done very, very well in just their first year, basically, of existence, having increased already to over 7,000 secure nodes, making Zencash one of the strongest blockchains out there. And also, they're approaching 50 team members when they originally started with just 5. So it's truly become an international currency with people all around the globe helping out with Zencash. And indeed, they've also got wallets available in multiple languages. So you need to go and learn about this crypto, because there are obviously a lot of choices in the world of cryptocurrency. And, of course, this is a great one because, unlike government-issued cryptocurrencies, which we've yet to see actually come into existence yet, but they're talking about it, Zencash is anonymous, or it can be used anonymously, because they have zero-knowledge anonymity. It's some of the best technology out there. Plus, they're working on decentralized autonomous organizations to govern the cryptocurrency in a decentralized manner. Zencash is a crypto that's dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. So find out more about it over at Zencash.com. Once again, that's Zencash.com. As we're telling you about the newest government-issued crypto plot, we've already delved deep into the Petro by the Venezuelan government, which has been an abject failure from the word go, and they've yet to even sell one penny's worth of the Venezuelan Petro tokens. To the sovereign, the Marshall Islands government, they're going to issue what they say will be the sovereign, is what they'll call their cryptocurrency, which they on one hand describe as decentralized, but then on the other hand say that they're going to be using some sort of technology by a company from Israel that will allow them to have what they call know your customer, because they will then require people who have accounts with their sovereign to have it linked to a real government-verified identity, which, of course, seems counter to the idea of sovereignty. But again,
no. You're not sovereign. They are.
yes. It's like the queen is the sovereign.
Right.
Over the country.
So she's issuing the sovereigns. The British coin called the sovereign didn't make you sovereign.
Right, so that's what's going on here. We'll tell you a little bit more about this, though. Barak Ben-Ezer, the CEO and founder of the Israeli company in question called Nima, says, quote, "We dreamt of this day when the first country goes crypto." He said this, and another individual involved in the project wrote in a Telegram channel, the official Telegram channel, quote, "Once we achieve success, the SOV will bring us several steps closer to a free, more liberated world." Now, I'm not exactly sure how a government-issued cryptocurrency is going to bring us any steps closer to a free, more liberated world, but it's a nice thing to say.
Well, because, again, the Marshall Islands are a state in free association with the United States, meaning that they're independent, but yet they rely upon the U.S. government for certain things.
Like the Postal Service? What are they relying on? Do you know?
Postal Service, military.
The U.S. dollar. They've been using
U.S.
that.
Dollar is their official currency. So if they wind up creating their own currency, it would get them away from the USD.
A little bit, yeah. But that doesn't do anything for, like, a free, more liberated world, right? It just maybe helps the sovereign nation of...
If you have some sort of auditable and checkable currency that a nation brings about, then yes, that will, for one, okay, we don't have any idea how many dollars are out there. Nobody's ever edited the Federal Reserve.
So you're saying it would be a government-issued currency that's actually auditable.
Yes. So
that's something.
Yeah, that would make the world, I mean, look at the Ron Paul campaigns for 8 years worth of campaigns, and the guy's, 12 terms in Congress were all about auditing the Federal Reserve. It never got done. It was never going to get done. And, this, may put pressure on larger nations to issue better currency into the future, or hopefully, here's what I really hope is that, frankly, the idea of government currencies just goes away.
Over time, that may very well be a reality when it comes to they just won't be able to compete with the world of cryptocurrency. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Jonathan. He's in Lake Forest, California. Jonathan, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Well, this isn't really on subject. Hey, this is Jonathan.
Hey.
And, it's not really on subject because I guess you're talking about cryptocurrency.
That's okay. It's open phones anytime here on Free Talk Live. You don't have to apologize. So go right ahead.
Awesome. Well I was, I was a keyboard warrior on Facebook, and I saw your guys' comments call in, so I thought I would do that.
Okay.
It just hit me the other day, and maybe you've had calls about this before, and other people, so maybe it's not an original idea, but it dawned on me, you can't buy bombs at Walmart.
No, you cannot.
Well, why not? Well, I looked it up on the ATF, policy, laws, it's illegal for Walmart to sell bombs. I think it's illegal.
What size of bombs are we talking about? Like hand grenades kind of bombs, or Hiroshima and Nagasaki kind of bombs?
Or cherry
anywhere
bombs.
In between. But from what I understand, if I read the document right, it's illegal for us to.
That's correct. It's anywhere in between. I'm just wondering what kind of bomb you might be talking about. All right.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just going out on a limb and just saying any bomb. And yeah. So the main argument I hear is that our rights are limited. That's the reason why we shouldn't have any gun reform. Every gun should be allowed, so a gun that could launch bombs, should be allowed. Basically, that's the argument I hear. And I guess I don't hear people complaining like, oh, I can't buy bombs at Walmart. My freedom is limited.
Rocket-propelled grenades. There's, you'll see them in movies and stuff, things called rocket-propelled grenades.
Yep. The thing I'm more interested in being sold on the free and open market are things like the ballistic engineered armored response counterattack truck.
Yeah, like the Bearcat?
Yeah, I call it the full name because Bearcat sounds, like cute and cuddly.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
The Bearcat's a tank. Go ahead. What's and your point is you cannot buy a bomb, okay?
You can't buy a bomb.
Do you want me to say that the government...
Well, what is the point, though? Go ahead.
Yeah, so the point is we can't buy a bomb. So our freedoms, our freedoms are already limited.
Yep.
And, so if we had gun control where we weren't allowed to buy, let's say, a gun that, an automatic gun, for example, like an AR-15 or whatever.
Semi-automatic?
Something like that. I don't know if that would fully limit our rights or curtail our freedoms,
Well, it would be a violation of the Second Amendment, which says the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, right?
Well, but we're not allowed to have bombs, so it has.
Well,
no,
hold on. Let me clarify something.
I don't hear anybody complaining about it.
Walmart, even if it were legal for them to sell bombs, may not choose to sell bombs, right? Because they may just decide that it's not in their best business interest to sell bombs, given that it could be dangerous and people might blow themselves up or whatever, and there could be some insurance liability.
But if it was legal, you could buy a rocket-propelled grenade somewhere if it was legal.
You
could,
but he was talking specifically about Walmart. I just wanted to say that if you want to build a bomb, there's nothing stopping you. You understand that, right? Like, you can, it's not legal necessarily to do it, but you can go and get the equipment that you need in the legal marketplace to build a bomb.
My whole point was just about the legality of something, not about how easy it was to make one yourself or even where to buy one or if a store would want to carry that.
So let me see if I can get your train of thought here. We should diminish the ability for people to buy certain rifles, specifically ones that are black and stuff, and because they cannot currently buy bombs, which would they should be
able
to.
Maybe not black. Maybe just the purple ones. But no. Okay. I know what you mean. But yeah, the ones that are, we'll say, under scrutiny right now.
Well, what you're saying is that if you want to hang on, we can continue the discussion here, Jonathan. Sure. It sounds like you're saying that because liberty has already been infringed upon by, therefore you can't buy bombs, that therefore it's okay to infringe upon liberty
further. I don't think that's what he's saying. No.
Okay, let's find out. We'll let him clarify coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial in toll-free here. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Mark,
and Daryl.
Don't forget, you can go to freetalklive.com, sign up for the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And it's a simple concept, the idea being that you want to help us, perhaps, get on more radio stations. You like the fact that we talk about freedom and peace and cryptocurrency here 7 nights a week on over 170 radio stations coast to coast in the United States, online via podcast and live streams and archival downloads and satellite. We've got satellites over North and Central America and Sub-Saharan Africa. So if you want us to get Free Talk Live on more ears and more radio stations around the Internet more often, then please become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. And you'll get cool perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only, there's the AMP-only Facebook group, there's AMP-only discussion areas on the brand-new Discord as well, so be sure you check that out. Once again, it's amp.freetalklive.com. You can use credit card, you can use PayPal, and you can use Bitcoin Core to amp the show. So once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. Jonathan is on the line here in California. He called in about bombs, guns, and the right to or not to buy those things. And Mark, there was some disagreement in the studio. Daryl and I thought that Jonathan was saying that, well, since they've already banned the purchase or sale or possession of guns, or excuse me, of bombs, that is totally legitimate to infringe upon liberty even further and ban the purchase and sale of certain types of guns. You're saying he wasn't saying that, so I wanted to get it clear on what it was that Jonathan was actually trying to get to. So please, Jonathan, could you recap or maybe restate your point?
Sure, and I'll try to be succinct. Basically, to cut to the chase, I was responding to Sean Davis's post that you guys posted on there, where he said because government failed at every level, you need to have your rights curtailed by the government that just failed at every level. And it's a cute, you know, tongue-in-cheek post, and I like it, but my first thought was, well, you know, if the government failed at having proper laws to begin with, why shouldn't we implement good ones now? So that was my first thought. But then the follow-up thought with that was, you know, I look at, like, Australia. I just got back from Australia 2 weeks ago. I just got back from Moscow yesterday. I travel all over the world, and I'm literally more afraid in L.A. to walk around.
You should be. L.A. is a dangerous place talking about banning guns. Oh, right? I understand that's what he's talking about. You should be afraid in L.A. L.A. is one of the five counties that if you removed it from the United States would slip down to where the U.K. and Australia are as far as gun deaths. It's actually five counties in the U.S. that drive it up into this, you know, terrible heights. So L.A. is one of those places you should be scared. The rest of the United States, where guns are legal, it's not so bad.
Right. And I understand, like, in Texas, but really quick, I understand in Texas the facts are that where there's more guns, there's less crime. Like that, certain cities.
It's certainly true in New Hampshire.
In New Hampshire, there's all kinds of gun freedom here, and there are very, very few murders. In fact, the lowest murder per capita of all the 50 states, homicide, gun-related.
And Vermont, which has never had a concealed carry permit. Not that they've never had a requirement for it. They have never even had such a document.
Right.
They have, I believe, the second lowest murder rate.
Yeah, it's neck and neck. Like
and
Vermont, New Hampshire.
Some of the statistics will show gun deaths. Those include suicides by self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Yeah, that's
and that throws the number off a little bit.
Right. You don't think suicide should be included in those numbers, do you?
Who are you asking?
Oh, me? Well, I think they should be because, you know, it makes it easier. Granted, I know there's more deaths by hammers. You could commit suicide by hammers. It's just much more difficult. And it's a
suicide
little more,
by hammer, yeah, that would be really hard to do.
Now, you'd probably just take some pills or jump off a bridge. Let me make my argument against what you're saying. The fact that the United States government has violated its own constitution by making bombs illegal does not mean that the United States Constitution should further violate its Constitution by making AR-15s illegal. What the United States,
and I agree with you.
What the United States people should do, instead of arguing about this stuff, is come to a real, live, common sense Second Amendment. Like, I think you can get just about everybody to agree that crazy people under the age of 17 should not be able to go to the store and buy an AR-15, right? Like, that's just one thing that I think that you can get everybody on board with.
Well,
so rather than arguing about, I don't like rifles that are black and have plastic cooling things around the rifle, or around the barrel, or whatever this dumb stuff that's going on right now. Oh, there's too many, you know, 29 clip. 30 clip, whatever the hell it is, all these arguments. What we should, in fact, talk about are the things that we can actually agree on and then change this antiquated constitution, which is, you know, the Second Amendment is 200 and something years old, and it has a comma in the wrong place. So let's
change
work
it.
On it.
You want to change it? How about just forget about it?
Oh, that pesky First Amendment, that's got commas all over
the
place.
How about secession? How about just, you know, leaving the United States? Why bother trying to change the thing? It's going to be very, very difficult to do that.
And then, it looks like everybody here's got a different option for how to fix it.
Well, one thing that I think is interesting, and this is something that I hear a lot of the more conservative people do, is they talk about gun rights. Well,
what about
guns
rights?
Don't have rights. Humans have rights to defend themselves.
Sure. Or
and
to
there
possess
certain,
whatever they want.
There are
one of the things,
things
I hear in the gun argument is people
themselves.
Making pedantic, semantic-oriented arguments in order to derail the whole conversation.
What
yeah, we know guns don't have rights, Daryl.
Right, then don't use the term gun rights in your conversation.
It's
my point is the conversation
guns.
Is completely flawed.
The rights are bigger
God.
Than guns.
When
it's the right to have whatever you want to have, whether it's guns, whether
somebody
it's drugs,
shoot me now.
Whether it's bombs, whether it's, you know, whatever it is that you want to have. You should be able to have anything so long as you don't actually cause harm to another human being with those things.
And I don't think that one could use bombs in a purely defensive manner.
You
John,
can't
thanks
use
for
a hand grenade.
I appreciate it, man.
You can't use a hand grenade in a purely defensive manner?
Is a hand grenade a bomb?
Yes.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it explodes.
I didn't know it fit the definition of bomb. When I think of bomb, I think of thing dropped from an airplane that lands on weddings, lands on funerals, lands on school buildings, lands on hospitals in Afghanistan.
Have you ever had a smoke bomb when you were a kid?
I'm aware of them. Yeah. I don't think I ever played
with
them.
How about a suicide bomber? That person straps things to their chest.
A bomb is not something that
they don't fall from
drops.
The sky.
It's just a thing that explodes. And in the case of a grenade, it explodes and then shrapnel goes into the people who are its victims and that tears their bodies up.
So if you had a biker gang, I don't know why I'm picking up bikers today, biker gang come at your house with the intention of taking over, you could lob a few hand grenades at them, and then, yes, you would be using a bomb in a defensive way.
Absolutely true.
So, sure.
All right, so the toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We started out the show, or not show, but this hour, talking about the Marshall Islands and their cryptocurrency that they're proposing to issue called the Sovereign. And I think we should talk a little bit further about this, because at some point, we're likely going to see some government succeed at this. I mean, I understand governments suck at everything that they do. They're slow. They're inefficient. But we've also seen that if a government throws enough money at something, especially when it comes to a contractor, because if the government does it themselves, they usually are pretty awful at it. But if they hire a contractor to do it, the contractor will likely get it done. They'll just end up charging the government 10 times more than they would otherwise have to charge in the marketplace, and they'll line their pockets big time. So, and in this case, in the Marshall Islands, they do appear to have hired the services of some sort of company. In this case, an Israeli startup called NEEMA, N-E-E-M-A. Their website, getneema.com, to sort of run this so-called sovereign cryptocurrency that they have. And so I think at some point we're going to see a government throw enough money at one of these ideas to create a cryptocurrency that they're actually going to launch the thing. Will it be launched with as many bugs as the Venezuelan Petro? That still remains to be seen. But at some point there may be something that it's at some point has a use that can be used. We've yet to see it happen yet, though. Quote, once we achieve success, the SOV, or the sovereign, will bring us several steps closer to a free, more liberated world in which money flows peer-to-peer, instantly and cost-effectively, and no ruler can arbitrarily print more of it. This according to the CEO of NEEMA. The government reportedly intends to use its currency offering to proceeds to bolster its coffers ahead of the termination of U.S. reparations payments, which amount to $30 million a year, meant to compensate the islanders for the United States using the site as a nuclear weapons testing ground in the 1940s and 1950s. Huh. I didn't know about that, did you?
Yes.
According to the story here, according to CTech, 70% of the funds raised will be used to offset gaps in the budget expected post-reparations, 10% will be devoted to sustainability projects related to climate change and green energy, and the remainder of the proceeds will be distributed to the Marshallese citizens. So what about the cryptocurrency, though? There's more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Hour number 3 is next.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.